Central America may still conjure up images of right-wing dictators and left-wing insurgents for some people. Places like Nicaragua, Honduras, and Panama, however, are beckoning some as retirement destinations. NPR's Kathleen Schalk visited Nicaragua, the second poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, to find out why.
When Richard and Carol Dorsett told people about their retirement plans, the reaction was always the same.
They thought we were absolutely nuts. Family, friends, everyone. They have such bad feelings about Nicaragua. They thought we were going to be kidnapped. That was the biggest worry, that it was an unstable government.
The Dorsets are among the first retirees to settle year-round in Rancho Santana, a new development on Nicaragua's Pacific coast. But they expect others will follow. For one thing, it's a whole lot more affordable than retiring back home in Southern California. She was a nurse there. He was in sales. Neither has a pension.
Our Social Security is much more than enough to live quite well here.
The Dorsets spent around $100,000 on a two-bedroom bungalow. They can see the clubhouse and pool, a long, empty crescent of sand, and the deep blue ocean. And they can enjoy luxuries they never could back home, including a maid and a gardener.
Good heavens, you can get a maid for less than $3 a day. And really, I mean, it's marvelous. We have one three times a week. She didn't come today because they evidently we had a rain the night before. They could not swim through the river. During the dry season, they can just practically walk across. During the wet season, they actually swim across.
Inland, over jungle roads plied by ox-drawn carts, lies the colonial city of Granada. Back in the 1850s, an American from Tennessee named William Walker conquered this city and declared himself president of Nicaragua. Today's expats have a lighter touch. Janice Gallagher from Texas has just bought Walker's old stable and transformed it into a cafe decorated with posters of Lana Turner and Marlon Brando. Gallagher is busy training new employees to make American-style salads.
Perfecto. It's a very Americanized menu. Banana cream pie, chocolate cake, things that no one else has because that's not a typical Nicaraguan type food. I had a guy come in yesterday three times for a piece of banana pie. It's something that people are like, they're excited to have because they haven't had it in so long.
6 years ago, Gallagher says, almost no Americans came here. But now more arrive every day.
Everyone who walks in this door wants to know about real estate. I want to buy a house, or how cheap is it to buy a house, or how much does it cost to remodel a house?
Not long ago, these same Americans might have opted for more established outposts in Mexico or Costa Rica. But prices in those popular destinations have soared. Realtor Steven Snyder, who moved here from Costa Rica, says there's just no comparison. Snyder's got a boatload of Americans who are looking for real estate.
For the price of a condominium, I can build you a dream island.
An island in Lake Nicaragua, just south of Granada. We pass droopy shacks made of corrugated tin, then a vacation home towering above a stone wall and a shimmering pool. Snyder points out monkeys amidst the trees and views of the giant volcano, Mombacho.
That island, we can make it 20% bigger. Put a 2,000 square foot house, a custom dock, a caretaker's house, air conditioners and everything for about $260,000.
Barbara Perriello of Agora Travel has been leading real estate tours like this one since the mid-1990s, helping steer Americans to the choicest locations. An affiliated travel newsletter, International Living, has promoted these out-of-the-way places as well.
There are certain countries in Central America that we still don't even look at, like El Salvador and Guatemala, because there are still, you know, a lot of problems there. But I think Honduras, Panama, Nicaragua, you can feel pretty safe in most of the areas.
Third world living does entail certain risks. Elderly retirees who spend much of their time shuttling between doctor's appointments may want to look elsewhere.
Medicare and Medicaid, first I say, are not available here at all.
Helen Frixioni, who works in the health unit at the U.S. Embassy, says Managua does have a new modern hospital, but Americans with life-threatening problems often choose to be evacuated.
The last evacuation cost $15,000. I would think twice if you're over 65 and you're on beta blockers and you've had a couple of bypasses done. I'd think twice about coming to live here.
Title insurance is probably a good idea, too, according to Tui Murdoch of First American Title Insurance Company. Questions over who really owns what have lingered since the Sandinistas toppled Somoza in 1979. The dictator and his family and friends owned more than half of the country.
One of the first things they did was to confiscate all the property owned by Somoza. People who were against the regime, the Sandinista regime, got their property confiscated. People who left their properties and went to the United States or to another country, their properties were confiscated.
Subsequent governments have tried to sort out conflicting claims, and they've rolled out the welcome mat by simplifying residency requirements and creating tax incentives. Many of the expats are giving something back as well. Jane Marindip runs a bed and breakfast on Nicaragua's Pacific Coast. She's also started a library.
People will say to me, I'm going to retire here. What should my project be? And I usually say, don't worry, it'll find you. There is someone bringing wheelchairs for children without wheelchairs. Someone else does a scholarship for kids who can't afford secondary education.
Carol Dorsett points out that her development, Rancho Santana, funds a local clinic. Dorsett says she's getting used to living in Nicaragua.
I miss my family, but what has helped me get by with that is the internet.
Satellite TV is available too, though it doesn't carry American networks.
I miss my my Survivor and and those kind of programs a lot.
But Richard Dorsett stretches on the couch, listens to waves crashing softly in the distance, and smiles.
I don't miss anything. I think this is just great here.
Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.
Photos of American retirement spots in Nicaragua are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.